Fault. Wonderful, wonderful Cheryl doing spoken word with Steve Rapson, marvelous guitarist extraordinaire.
So this will be fun. I'll try to stay away from the chords. Thank you. That sounds good.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. All right, so my first book is going to be launched this Friday, but it's not of just my poetry. It's of 36 people who wrote poems in Hopkinton. And so I am excited and sharing the news. And you might say, well, why do I want to go to a Hopkinton book launch? Well, perhaps you can go and be inspired to make a book of songs or poems in your town for their 300th anniversary. But I have been busy with other things and not so much performing what I write, and I was telling Steve that recently, so I'm happy to do this piece, Roar, today, which I haven't done for a long time, so I'm kind of nervous about sharing it too. But I'll think about it like teaching psychology of women last year, which I did. So we'll think of it like a class, and I'll say to you what I got after not teaching a class for 13 years and coming back to it is learning about our socialization and that really we need to be more equitable as a society, raising males and females, and allow for our many individual differences, and nobody stop being so judging and critical in society. So there's Psychology of Women 101, but it doesn't cover these milestones. They're different. They don't deal with socialization, but I once had a man tell me at an open mic, "Thank you for 5 minutes of feeling like a woman." When I was 5, I was shy, and I was told if I didn't start to talk at school, I'd have to stay back a grade or two. I was still quiet, though, quietly told what I thought was the truth. My swollen tonsils, clogging potential for the spoken word. And then came the day I had to have those tonsils removed. I was quietly nervous, chewed on my nails, wrapped my arms around my mother, and I quietly cried. But when it came time to face the largest needle I'd ever seen in my life, even though the two younger boys who shared my room only said, ow, when they got the shot, nurses asking why such a small, quiet girl couldn't do the same when I squirmed from their aim. And it was right then that I couldn't help but let out a great roar. My arms were flailing, my legs were splaying, my lungs were wailing. I made so much noise for a girl of just 5. It took that many nurses to hold me down till the shot hit my side, but it did not quiet my roar. The man at open mic especially appreciated this one. When I was in my teens, my mother told me it was time to transform. Facts of life scared me to death. Yet I remain composed, still so very quiet, quietly grieving the loss of my childhood, quietly fearing this strange new world of women, quietly nervous about what was in store. So I chewed on my nails, wrapped my arms around my best friend, and quietly cried. Waiting for for the announcement of womanhood to arrive, and when it did hit, my quiet subsided and transformed into a deep, dark roar. My arms were flailing, my legs were splaying, my lungs were willing. It took five Tylenol to keep me down till I came to grips with the curses inside, but it did not quiet my roar. And when I was having my babies, a quiet pregnant mother with little children on my mind, okay. Don't move. And when I was having my babies, a quiet pregnant mother with little children on my mind, baby name selected, and I had the crib ready, and I would quietly hum and sing songs to my unborn baby and tell my friends that pregnancy was such a delight. To the classes, practiced my breathing, quietly fearing what childbirth would feel like, and I'd chew on my nails, wrap my arms around my husband, and I'd quietly cry as the sharp pulsing of my baby's arrival began to storm at my insides, and when it got stronger, my quiet started to slowly die. Instead, to a great howling roar. My arms were flailing, my legs were splaying, my lungs were willing. I grabbed the arms of the five nearest nurses and pinched so hard till I drew their blood. They told me to stop, let go of their arms. Instead, do the breathing, try to be calm. I only started to bellow mantras of unlikely calmness within my head until I felt I could take no more, and my quiet nature turned into roar. Watching my children grow and my life passing by. I'm in the middle of life and feeling the changes inside my veins, thoughts, and my mind. And I talk to my friends who are older women, share the quiet feelings that I nurture inside, knowing the biggest change of my life for being a woman is only a few years away from this time. So I am quietly nervous, chew on my nails, wrap my arms around my own morphing body, and quietly cry. But when it comes time to face my life changes, I will once again let this quiet subside and once again permit myself to cry out and break the sound barrier of my life, and give myself one more chance to close my eyes, to open my mouth, take in the air, and feel the occasional rage of being a woman within the deep loudness of my roar.
That was hard. I don't think it's me. That was good. I don't think it's me.